This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump cast his vote Saturday in Florida, ahead of another busy day with three campaign rallies as he works to close the gap with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. At a rally in North Carolina, President Trump said a Biden victory would break the momentum for COVID-19 vaccines.
If Joe Biden and his Democrat socialists gain power, they will delay the vaccine, which is happening. I mean, we got them. They're coming real soon.
At a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden said if elected, his focus will be on shutting down the coronavirus, not the economy.
An independent analysis by Moody's, a Wall Street firm, looked at my plan and his plan in detail. This is Moody's. And they said my plan will create 18.6 million jobs in the next 4 years. That's 7 million more jobs and $1 trillion more in growth than the president's plan.
The Biden campaign is deploying a key surrogate, former President Barack Obama, to speak later in the day in Miami. Afghan security forces say they have killed Abu Mohsen Al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Al-Masri had been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Nigeria's police chief ordered the immediate mobilization of all force resources on Saturday to control the worst street violence in two decades, stemming from protests against police brutality, the unrest unprecedented since the 1999 return to civilian rule, is the most serious political crisis confronting President Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler elected in 2015. This is VOA.